without trying to reconcile the contradictions between Captain Nemo's professed horror of continents or islands and his invitation to go hunting in a forest, I was content to reply. First, let's look into this Crespo Island. I consulted the world map, and in latitude 32 degrees 40 minutes north and longitude 167 degrees 50 minutes west, I found an islet that had been discovered in 1801 by Captain Crespo, which old Spanish charts called Roca de la Plata, in other words, Silver Rock. So we were about 1,800 miles from our starting point, and by a slight change of heading, the Nautilus was bringing us back towards the southeast. I showed my companions this small stray rock in the middle of the North Pacific. If Captain Nemo does sometimes go ashore, I told them, at least he only picks desert islands. Ned Land shook his head without replying. Then he and Conseil left me. After supper was served me by the mute, emotionless steward, I fell asleep, but not without some anxieties. When I woke up the next day, November 17, I sensed that the Nautilus was completely motionless. I dressed hurriedly and entered the main lounge. Captain Nemo was there waiting for me. He stood up, bowed, and asked if it suited me to come along. Since he had made no allusion to his absence the past 8 days, I also refrained from mentioning it, and I simply answered that my companions and I were ready to go with him. "Only, sir," I added, "I'll take the liberty of addressing a question to you.